Welcome to Israel 18 News. At 12 p.m., here's your hourly briefing. A mild day across Israel, with clear skies in Tel Aviv and pleasant temperatures in Haifa. Jerusalem is also enjoying sunny weather, perfect for an afternoon stroll. Here are today's headlines. First, Netanyahu is set to meet Trump to discuss a range of issues beyond Iran, including the U.S.-Saudi nuclear deal and Turkey's potential acquisition of F-35 jets. That's according to the Jerusalem Post from earlier this hour. Also, an Israeli airstrike has killed a key Hamas internal security chief in central Gaza. This follows additional strikes over the weekend that targeted two other commanders, reports JNS earlier this hour. Also this hour, a new intelligence case has opened regarding a suspicious drone intercepted by the Israeli Air Force earlier today. Walla reports that the drone was heading towards Israeli territory. Separately, the Jerusalem Post highlights tensions over the sale of F-35s to Turkey as Netanyahu prepares to meet Trump. The U.S. president stated no. One dictates to him what the U.S. can sell. And finally, Forward brings attention to concerns that Israel's government may be using American Jews for political leverage rather than offering protection, reflecting on past anti-Semitic violence. Here's what people are saying online. Yainek News reported just minutes ago that Trump initially resisted meeting Netanyahu, only extending a last-minute White House invitation. Netanyahu plans to present updated intelligence on Iran. Open-source intelligence analyst OSINT613 posted that pro-Iranian militias in Iraq launched about 20 drones towards Israel, Jordan, and Saudi Arabia, as reported by I24N EWS. Amichai Stein commented earlier today on the significance of these drone attacks, noting their launch from Iran-backed militias in Iraq and their intended targets in the region. Now for more on those stories. Starting with Netanyahu's meeting with Trump. The Jerusalem Post outlines that the agenda will include discussions on Iran's nuclear program, the contentious U.S.-Saudi nuclear agreement, and potential arms sales to Turkey. These talks could influence regional stability, especially regarding military alliances and nuclear capabilities in the Middle East. Turning to the airstrike in Gaza, JNS reports that the operation targeted a high-level Hamas figure involved in internal security operations. The strike follows a series of targeted attacks over the weekend, escalating tensions in the region. These events could lead to further unrest and impact civilian safety in Gaza and surrounding areas. Meanwhile, Walla details the interception of a suspicious drone by the Israeli Air Force. This incident has prompted the opening of a new intelligence investigation to determine the drone's origin and intent. Increased vigilance is expected along the border as authorities assess potential threats to national security. On the economic front, first, CTEC reports that Israel's tech companies are reconsidering their IPO strategies. With Wall Street's increased expectations, Jefferies suggests they might initially go public in Tel Aviv to gain local support before expanding internationally. Separately, Walla Business highlights that the apparent calm in Israel's north might be misleading. Security officials warn of potential challenges as Hezbollah rebuilds and families return to the area, with implications for regional security. And finally, Israel Hayom Business reveals that Intel has halted a significant investment in Israel due to a cancelled treasury grant. This decision affects the expansion of Intel's Kiryat Gat plant, impacting local economic growth and employment. That's your Israel 18 News update for morning. We'll be back with more at 1 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.